Case number 13080, Keystone Novelties Distributors, seek a special use exception for a temporary tent sale. Sections 115-80 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the corner of Harbison Road and Lewis Georgetown Highway. The 911 address is 26454 Lewis Georgetown Highway in Harbison. The zoning district is CR1. The tax map is District 235, Map 30, Parcel 68. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of mail return, or of opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening, sir. Mr. Sharples, where are you at?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Yes, Maxwell James Bushong of 75 Raven Crest, Peckway, Pennsylvania, 17565.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for hearing this case again tonight. I'm here, Max Bushong, president of Keystone Novelties Distributors, representing our company tonight and our proposal to erect a temporary fireworks tent structure at the property listed in the application. I know you are mostly familiar with our nature of our business, but I'll give you a brief summary for the state of this hearing. We're proposing, we have a 30-day lease with Two Farms Incorporated, otherwise known as Royal Farms. This is actually one of 30 locations that we are doing with that corporation this year, so it's a good relationship that we're embarking on business-wise with these folks. This property here generates a great amount of traffic for Royal Farms, and we suspect it will do the same for us. Originally, we had had the tent located on the opposite end of the property. Where we are proposing it now is right in front of the dumpster area. We believe that this area is simply safer for the tent and pedestrian traffic along with regular vehicle traffic. And the other proposed arrangement, the tent would have stuck about 2 feet into the drive lane, which we try not to do in any case necessary. So we were able to get Two Farms Incorporated to agree to allow us to simply take up about six parking spaces, so the tent would be completely out of the line of traffic, This tent will be staffed 24/7 by one of our professionally trained tent operators, be visited once a day by one of our route managers to ensure that the tent is being operated in compliance with our standard operating procedures. I know in some of our other location setups, some of our operators pack up in a secure storage facility at night. This site plan in particular will be staffed 24/7 by an operator and then their night watchman. That would be my proposal.
Questions?
I see by your documentation standard use of generator, security lights.
Yes, so this location actually, we're not planning on using a generator. It's a tighter lot, so we're going to be using a battery pack, okay. So there won't be any fumes emitted, and we don't have to meet the 25-foot setback requirement for the generator because it's a battery pack. There's no fumes being emitted there. So we'll be using that for the electric. We'll have four interior lights, all inward-facing, nothing facing outward.
Restroom facilities for the employees?
Yep, restroom facilities will be available inside of the Royal Farms complex. We have that worked into our lease agreement.
Kind of like the volume. I think we asked you this question.
It builds up
to 4th of July, I'm sure.
Yeah, in terms of customer volume, yeah, we will be, you know, it's a busy gas station. I will not lie. But this is not the first case in which we embark on a property that's busy like this. There is vehicular traffic, but our plan with this site in particular is going to be to place cones around the tent just to draw attention, orange traffic cones. It's pretty standard. We've done that in many other applications as well. In terms of customer volume in our actual tent, I would expect, 30 or 40 individuals between July 1st and 4th. Maybe 10 or 15 every day thereafter. It's rough estimates. I certainly hope there's more, but that would be my estimate.
It's a very busy location.
It is a busy location. That's good for us, and the theory is that it's also good for Royal Farms. We are able to get some of their business, they're able to get some of ours, and we're prepared to take additional safety measures for our operator and elsewhere.
Thank you.
Yes,
So when I was growing up, that used to be Cortland Veazey's store before Royal Farms, and had the best hot dogs in the world there.
Write that down.
Yep.
History lesson.
We have the best fireworks in the world here now, so.
How far from the gas pumps will it be?
Well beyond 50 feet. I believe it's, I should have included it on the map here. I think it's 75 feet. 50 feet is the minimum requirement.
Okay.
We're well beyond that.
Where that's at, that won't block views from the intersection or anything?
No. Ms. Norwood was kind enough to walk me through to put the tent in a place that it would not block the intersection. We worked through that over email.
How many employees do you have at this? You said staff 24/7, just one employee at a time, or how many are we looking at?
One employee at a time.
And I noticed, I want to make sure I'm clear, your hours of operation 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and then 9 a.m. to 10:30 on July 3rd and 4th?
Approximately, yes.
And then it looks like you need 3 days to install and 3 days to remove?
That's what we request, yes.
And you would like it to be from, the operation to be from June the 23rd to July the 4th?
Correct.
Ms. Norwood, one question that I have is, and this, as I know, is a busy Royal Farms location. When we removed the 6 spaces for the tent, will that make their parking in compliance, will their parking remain in compliance?
I don't believe so. We could always double check, but I think they have well over the required parking.
It looks like they might, but I know that that place gets tight, and I just want to make sure that they're not, you know, that they're not going to be out of compliance.
I don't know if we did that site plan or not, but yeah, I don't think I'd have to look at the original site plan.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Can I add one more thing?
Yes.
We are flexible on the size of the tent at this facility. Typically, we do a 20 by 40. We would be willing to downsize that to a 20-20. We've done that in previous cases before, if that would make the board more comfortable with this application. Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 13080 for Keystone Novelty Distributors and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13080 for Keystone Novelty Distributors for the requested special use exemption, pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing, because the proposed use will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties. For the motion, I will move this approval be valid for a period of 5 years.
Second.
And just, is it also just for the period of time from, I believe they said June the 23rd to July the 4th, with 3 days before and 3 days on that back end?
Correct.
Thank you. And Dr. Carson?
Agreed.
Thank you.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And I too. Vote of 3-0, sir, your case is approved. All right, everybody, we got 16 minutes
to
go.
Do a good job.
Thank you, appreciate all your
questions. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
I forgot I had to get that.